Because I truly believe that God is good. That His plans are good and His faithfulness carries us through every phase of life. But even with strong faith and a hopeful heart, life still brings difficulty. When we hear the word grief, most of us think of the death of a loved one. But grief is much more than death. It's the heart's response to any loss. And loss is woven into every part of life. Grief affects far more than our emotions because it touches the core of who we are. It often reshapes our health and our relationship in ways people don't realize or understand. Many grieving people pull away, not because they don't care, but because they don't want to burden others. They feel misunderstood. Socializing feels exhausting. They fear breaking down. Some misinterpret this withdrawal as coldness or disinterest. In Psalm 31, verses 9 and 10, and reading out of the ESV, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and body also. For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away." Today I want to talk about three forms of grief that we often overlook, but that God never does. First, there's the grief from broken relationships. Grief from broken relationships is more than feeling lonely. It is a deep ache when those we love fail us. This grief often leaves us confused, hurt, and questioning trust because humans are fallible. Even the people closest to us, those we love and rely on, can disappoint. Let's start in Isaiah 41, verse 10, again in the ESV. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." I remember a sermon from long ago, the essence of which was, you can't fully trust family or friends, only God. The point of the sermon was that human relationships are imperfect, while God's character is perfect and unchanging. This does not mean we should reject people or avoid community, but our ultimate security, hope, and guidance should come only from God. Broken relationships hurt because humans are imperfect, but God is perfect and faithful. He does not replace the people we lose or the bonds that fail, but He carries the weight we cannot bear alone. In the midst of relational grief, He is our strength, our comfort, and the one in whom we can always trust. Secondly, is grief from life changes. Transitions, whether moving to a new city, starting a new or leaving a job, losing a role in life, retiring, or even seasonal changes in family dynamic, brings inevitable grief. Even positive transitions carry a sense of loss, because leaving one chapter always means mourning what we leave behind. The sadness may come from leaving familiar people, routines, or places. It can manifest as anxiety, nostalgia, frustration, or a sense of being unmoored. Grief from change is normal, not a sign of weakness. As Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, which is a very familiar one for everybody. "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance." Psalm chapter 30, verse 5 reminds us, weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Transitions naturally bring grief because moving from one stage to another involves leaving something behind. But God reminds us that every season has a purpose, every emotion has a place, and He is faithful to guide, comfort, and restore us. Even in the uncertainty of change, we're not alone. His presence accompanies every step, and joy will come with the morning. Finally, there's grief from lost dreams or expectations. Life rarely unfolds exactly the way we want or the way we plan. Even with careful effort, faithful living, and hopeful intentions, dreams can fail or go unfulfilled. Grief from lost dreams or unmet expectations is often quiet, internal, and deeply personal. But it can be just as heavy as grief from death or broken relationships. One of the most core scriptures for me is Romans 8:28, and again from the ESV. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Unlike death or physical loss, the loss of a dream may not be visible to others. People may not notice your pain. Feeling heartache over unrealized expectations is normal and valid. God acknowledges the emotional weight of deferred or lost dreams. He is faithful to help us in our time of need. Look for God's next step. Ask Him, what new opportunities or dreams are you giving me in this season? God the gardener has something else growing unseen, a tree you couldn't have imagined. Jeremiah 29:11, Lamentations chapter 3, 19-21, we don't need to turn to those, remind us that God's plans are good. His steadfast love never fails. We often judge people by outward appearances, but hidden grief may be driving their actions. Grief reshapes our relationships, sometimes isolating us, sometimes making us quiet, sometimes making us unsure of the next step. But grief is not the end of the story. God calls us to respond with compassion, patience, understanding, and shared tears. And more than that, He promises that He is actively at work in every season of loss. No matter what the type of grief we face, broken relationships, life changes, or lost dreams, God is not standing at a distance. He is guiding, strengthening, and shaping us through it. What feels uncertain to us is not uncertain to Him. What feels like an ending to us is often the beginning of something new in His hands. We may grieve, we may mourn, but we do not grieve without hope. Finally, in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, in ESV we read, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." With God's guidance, things work out. Not always the way we plan, but according to His faithful and perfect purpose. He is leading us forward. He is restoring what is broken. He is preparing what comes next. Grief may shape this season, but it will not define our future. With God's guidance, what feels uncertain today will become hope for tomorrow.